Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, 51551 for your text, because a new report from the ESRI shows Ireland's rent control system has kept most rents in check, but has shrunk supply, they say, creating a two-tier market and also scaring off investors as well. With the rent pressure zone legislation due to expire this year, the ESRI is pushing for a major rethink. I'm joined now by Social Democrats TD and spokesperson on housing, Rory Hearn, and Maurice Deverill from the Irish Property Owners Association. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Maurice, I'll start with you. You've been calling for reform of rent controls for some time, your organisation. Why is it timely? Why is there a need to do it, do you think?
The need, Cormac, purely is supply. It's because an awful lot of landlords have left the market. And although the number of units has gone up slightly because we have the institutional investors providing them, a lot of them are not affordable for a lot of ordinary people. So from that point of view, you need ordinary landlords in the market because they provide places outside of Dublin, which is very important, and also within Dublin that makes it affordable. So we have seen with the rent controls that they have, as according to the report, that there is a reduction in mobility. So tenants are left in golden handcuffs. They might live in Dunleary, get a job in Walkinstown, but they can't give up the flat in Dunleary because they still have to commute and they won't get somewhere over in Walkinstown that easily. The more, it also reduces the supply because the more affordable end of the market cannot afford to stay. So therefore, those landlords leave.
But I thought RTB figure showed us recently or the past couple of years that there was an increase in the number of registered landlords.
You are correct. And when you look at the Department of Housing figures, so we know in September 2021, there was 172,000 and 26 months later, December 23, there was 101,000. That was a drop of 42%. And from 101,000, we're up to 105,000 at present, which is primarily due to the RTB actually looking around and forcing unregistered landlords to register.
Yeah, so rent
registrations, not landlords.
Okay, so how do you reconcile again? To explain to me, how do you reconcile what the rent control study is telling us from the ESRI that supply is affected adversely, but the RTB figure shows an increase in landlords?
There's a 42% drop and a 5% increase, right, over the last 4 years, when you look at the RTB figures and when you look at the Department of Housing figures. From that point of view, that 4% increase is due to the fact that you must register property now. If you don't register it, you get fined every month. It gets added onto it. Also, the RTB have got better at catching people who have not registered properties and bringing them in line. So it's the number of registrations have gone up, Cormac, not necessarily the number of look, there are more landlords than 105,000 because I do not believe that 100% of landlords are registered, right? So I would agree with you 100% on that.
Okay. But you're saying fundamentally, despite that kind of convoluted area, that the supply has decreased. Let me bring in Rory Hearn. Would you agree that there needs to be reform of rent controls, Rory?
Well, I think the starting point, Cormac, is that rents are at absolutely record levels in this country. They're unaffordable for many, many renters. If we look in Dublin, for example, the average rent is €2,226 a month. That's €26,000 a year. And rents have increased by 24% since 2020. They're up 68% since 2016. And if we look at figures of poverty, renters who get no support, for example, through HAP or the state subsidies, a third of those are at risk of poverty, which is twice the national rate. Even renters, private renters who get HAP and the rent supports, two-thirds of those are at risk of poverty. So the question is, how are renters going to pay higher rents without leading to a significant increase in poverty, homelessness? And I think that when we look at the current context of the crisis that we're in, the lack of supply that is there at the moment, if you allow the rent caps to be removed, we're going to see a huge increase in rents across the board. We're going to see a huge wave of evictions also.
Well, maybe. You might see an increase in supply.
Well, you see, this is the argument that, you know, if you allow rents rise, that we'll see an increase in supply. There's two arguments that and points I would make back to that. Firstly, is that if a landlord leaves the market currently, they can evict their tenant. We have been making the argument, and others like Threshold have been making the argument for a long time, that there should be a situation place where, just like a commercial premises, the tenant isn't affected, that the tenant can stay. And that means that if a landlord decides they're leaving, they can sell the property, but the tenant remains and it remains a rental property. It's a really important point. Secondly, because if the issue is that, you know, landlords are leaving, that doesn't automatically mean that tenants have to leave and that the rental property has to be taken out of the market. The second issue is rent supply from institutional investors, which is the big argument that we need to allow rents rise. Open market rents, there's no control on open market rents currently. So if an institutional investor builds apartments currently, they can charge whatever rent they want. So the argument that somehow rent caps are stopping them is just not clear. What is actually stopping institutional investors, or what's impacting them, is wider macroeconomic trends, rise in interest rates, which we're seeing in other countries as well. The US, the UK, Germany, there's been a significant decline in built-to-rent investments.
Let me go back to Maurice on that. If there is no rent control on a massive investor coming in to build apartments, for example, they can charge whatever rent they want. How is this affecting supply?
Because, look, they can't charge whatever they want, right? Let's be honest about it. Because
they're not impacted by the rent controls.
The market has a level of something, no matter what it is. Milk
that's a different
is 1 euro,
on,
15
Morris,
a litre, right? So the market will only pay what the market will pay. So it doesn't go mentally.
Let me jump in, please. That's a different issue. Whatever the market can withstand is a different issue. We're talking about rent controls. Rory's point is that they're not impacted, the institutional investors, by the rent controls we have.
Well, if they're not impacting the institutional institutional investors, why are the institutional investors pulling out? And why are they not doing more and more and more if they were confident that they can get it? They're not doing it because they can't turn around and say to the shareholders, look, we can only get, and in January of this year, the rise is 0.7%. We can only get a 0.7% return on that investment increase in 2025. So from that point of view, the rent controls are having a massive effect.
Rents would rise. Look, do you accept his point that poverty and homelessness would increase as a result?
I suspect that poverty and homelessness. I suspect poverty and homelessness would increase. Look, the only people the only people who've done it successfully are Finland. Finland had this exact same problem as we have back in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. They deregulated in 92. They deregulated fully in 1995. And between 92 and 95, they had 50% extra properties on the market, which then brought down rents.
But isn't
they're the one country that
Maurice,
doesn't have homelessness.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible, Maurice, that you're accepting that poverty and homelessness would be a result of higher rents, but yet you're advocating for it?
I could be. Could be. Look, it has to be managed the way it is done, no matter what, right? So from looking at this report and looking at the ESRI, they give three possible options on it. And it is a good report, and it's a very positive report. It shows the government's doing well. We've had the lowest unemployment since 2021. But the three options that they give on it are a change in the percentage in the way it's worked out. Mm-hmm. They think that the 0.7% for 2025 in January is ridiculous, which it is, because it's not sustainable. They also want to cap rents increases within tenancies, but allow rents to reset on the turnover. This idea that I have to leave a property vacant for 2 years, or untenanted for 2 years, just to get it back up to an affordable level is
okay.
Just doesn't make sense.
Let me go back to Rory. We're strict or restricted on time. Of the various options that Maurice was outlining there, that the ESRI proposes to change rent controls, which one would you be in favour of, Rory?
Well, I just need to come back on it's quite shocking that landlord's representative would say that it's acceptable that poverty and homelessness would increase amongst renters.
Well,
he's acknowledging that it would increase.
It could
increase. And this is the ESRI report actually makes this quite clear, that in making decisions around rent changes, that there is a trade-off, they argue, between supply or worsening affordability. In our view, it is absolutely untenable that a government could make a decision that would lead to worsening affordability rising poverty, rising homelessness amongst renters, other options need to be looked at. For example, we could increase supply, and it's really important. Yep. This report is very clear that there are other factors that are leading to the lack of supply. Particularly, they talk about financing, the lack of financing, and we have proposed that there should be a state savings scheme like they have in France that could leverage this 160 billion in private deposits.
Okay.
That would be a source of finance, but also they look at things like infrastructure. So it's really important that we counter the argument. The RPZ is one factor in the issue of supply, and the change on it would lead to massive poverty and homelessness.
Rory Hearn of the Social Democrats and Maurice Deverill of the Irish Property Owners Association, thank you very much indeed. 51551.